One. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Greens Farms Church inaugural podcast. My name is Rev. Dave Stambaugh, and I am coming to you from 71 Hillendale Road, the home of Greens Farms Church. And we've got some amazing things to talk about today. We are going to be talking about compassion, which was at the heart, I believe, of everything that Jesus did and said and taught, his parables, his life, his teaching revolved around this concept of compassion, of loving others, of living out a compassionate life in the same way that God loves us. And Jesus demonstrated this compassion in his life, certainly teaching and living out this idea. And there are a number of books on compassion. There's a number of Bible studies on compassion. We'll hit on a couple of these passages today. We'll look at a recent book on compassion by Karen Armstrong. And we will do so today with the help of my good friend and our very first guest, Caroline Barney. Caroline, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. I'm thrilled to be your inaugural guest.
I am so glad to have you. And the laugh you heard in the background was our producer, Claire England, who is at the board today. So, Claire, welcome to the podcast as well.
Delighted to be here.
And thank you so much for all that you've done to kind of get this podcast off the ground and into the air, so to speak. Caroline, let me begin with a simple question to you. I know you guys, meaning you and the women of Greens Farms Church, are sort of fresh off a great retreat where you studied compassion, and we'll get into that, some of those details in a minute, and some of the things you talked about. But as you think about this word, compassion, as you prepared for the retreat and as you led a lot of the discussion and reflection times, when you hear the word compassion, what comes to your mind? What is forefront in your thinking as you resonate on this word and this concept of compassion?
I think for me, the reason why compassion is such a compelling topic for all of us, and also a timely topic, is how it relates to the importance of being together. That I think we're in a time where we see a lot of divisiveness, and I think when we can focus on what it means to care and love for each other and be together, I think the divine is there. I think that when we have an opportunity to look at someone else and say, what has their day been like? Who are they? What is it that motivates them? Instead of only thinking about ourselves in that moment, I think we change the world. And I think that by talking about compassion, by bringing it to the forefront of our minds, I think we not only change ourselves from within, but we change the people we come in touch with all day long, from the person at the bank counter to your own kids, to your spouse, whatever it might be. I think it makes a huge difference.
So you said a lot there, and it was great. The first thing I hear you saying is that compassion obviously has to be lived out in relationship. You have to be in and out and among folks to be able to live that compassionate lifestyle. And the other thing I think I heard you say reminded me of the parable of the sheep and the goats. When Jesus talks about the hungry and the thirsty, the stranger, the sick and the prisoner, that as we treat those folks, that's how we have the chance to transform the world.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, it's interesting, when we talked about compassion as a group of women on our retreat, one of the things that really came to the forefront is sometimes the place where it's the most difficult to be compassionate is for yourself and for the people closest to you in your life. So sometimes it's easy to feel compassion for someone who is in your mind, the downtrodden, or someone who's in a difficult place. It's oftentimes much harder to feel compassion for someone who's really close in your life, and in particular yourself.
I think that's so true, and I've heard it said this way, that oftentimes we are kinder to strangers.
That's right.
Than we are to the people that we love and the people that are close to us, the people that are either share our home or share our workplace or share the school that we're at. It's difficult to live out that compassionate lifestyle with those people who we spend the most amount of time with.
I think that's right. And I think what we have to remember is that's where the real difference starts to get made. If we can find deeper compassion for the people that are right in our immediate life, great change comes from that. And that change has an exponential power that I really do feel can change the world. But we have to start at home. We have to start with ourselves. We have to feel compassion for ourselves and our own journeys, and then compassion as it sort of moves out in the waves of our life.
So give us I know there were, 30, 35 women together with you on this compassion retreat. If we weren't there on that retreat, give us a little insight. Give us a little breakdown of what that retreat looked like. What are some of the things you did? What are some of the maybe exercises or scripture passages that you looked at? Or what were some of the practices that you guys did as you gathered and studied this idea of compassion?
I think the place where we started, and it's most important, I think, to start any conversation about compassion, is that you can find the root of compassion, or the golden rule, if you will, in every major world religion. So we really started by saying that this is a universal thought. This isn't only in Christianity, and that's an important thing to say. We then focused on how Jesus was an example for compassion. He didn't show up and decide that he was going to be the next YouTube star. He showed up and cared for the people around them. He looked at people in all walks and stages of life and said, "I love you, and it is by grace that you are saved." And the compassion in that story and in the parables that Jesus shared were an important place for us to start on this retreat. So we spent a lot of time talking about that, and really talking about the stories that Jesus brought to life. You know, he spoke through so many parables, and taking those parables and understanding what those mean for our life is an important situation.
Were there a couple of them that kind of jumped out at you? Were there a couple of them that perhaps served as maybe touchstones, and some of Jesus' words that kind of inspired, that really stuck with you for the whole weekend?
Yeah, I think one of the most important parables we talked about was in Luke 10, chapters 25 through 37, and we talked about the parable of the Good Samaritan. That story, I think so many of us have heard, but when you take a moment to stop and think about the compassion that is sort of oozing out of that story, it's important that you recognize what God's actually calling us to do. And what happens in that parable is it's talking about breaking down barriers. It's talking about seeing everybody as someone that's beloved by God. And that is at the root of what compassion is. And to have that parable be an example of that is an important place to start.
And if I can just, for the sake of making sure that my education goes to good use, if I can just add a real cultural element of that story, the Samaritans, as you may or may not know, as our listeners may or may not know, were sort of like the hated folks in that area, in that region. They were not the folks that you would expect would be a hero of a story. They were the half-breeds. They were, as you said, they weren't the Jews. They weren't the right religious folks. They weren't the right cultural folks. They weren't the right social folks. So when Jesus says, "Go and be like the Samaritan," I mean, the compassion aside, that's great. And we need to look at that and focus on that. But to have the fact that the Samaritan is the compassionate one, that's another element of that story that can teach us by not teaching us what that compassion looks like, and that we can be surprised at who is compassionate among us.
I think that's exactly right. And we could look to each other for examples of that in both big and small ways, that compassion doesn't always have to look like some giant act. Compassion is even in the small moments that we have interacting with each other.
And what were some of the exercises that you guys did? How did you process this concept of compassion so that it would not just be words on a handout that people took home with them, but how did you process Jesus' teachings and amongst yourselves so that you could come home and be more compassionate people?
Another thing that we did, there's a woman whom I love called Karen Armstrong, and she wrote a book that's called 12 Steps to a Compassionate Life. She has some really great podcasts out there, some good stuff online if anyone wants to go and look her up. You know, you and I spent some time reading that book and then breaking that down. We used that as a guide for how do we develop more compassion in our own lives while we were away. So not just talking about it, but taking it from a concept and theory into practical applications in our daily lives. So we spent some time with some of those 12 steps. We spent some time personally sort of talking, working through those steps, asking ourselves questions about those steps, and then coming back together and saying, how's that going to change our lives? How's that going to make it look different? I'll give you one example just to start with. I'm going to do compassion for yourself because I feel like this resonated with everyone. Was taking a moment to say, to ask yourself, are you supporting yourself? Are you supporting the little girl that's inside you? What does that look like from a compassionate perspective? And how will that impact the people that are around you? So that as an example of one tangible way you can start to build more compassion into your world. But we went through a number of different steps. That was just one of the 12 that we used as a basis of discussion and for building out what more compassion in our lives look like.
And I think that's probably one of the easiest points of compassion to forget is how do we care for ourselves? How do we cultivate some self-care and build that into our lives? I'm always reminded of Jesus' great commandment where he says, you know, the most important thing you need to remember, the biggest thing that I want you guys to grasp is, you know, there's three ideas. That you're love God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So Jesus reminds us that it's important to love ourselves, that we need to care for ourselves. And I always love using, whenever I preach on that topic, I always love using the illustration of the oxygen mask that drops down in a plane when there's a loss of cabin pressure. You know, the first thing they tell you to do is put the mask on yourself first. Even before your own kids, because you need to be taken care of. You need to be in good shape so that you can care for other people then as well. So I think that's a great idea of the heart of what Jesus is saying, that you need to care for yourself. You need to be able to show that compassion to yourself before you're going to be able to show it for others. Any other highlights that you'd like to share? Any other practices?
I think, you know, there's a bunch of them, but I probably would ramble for too long. So what I would say is it's also building off of that. If you find that compassion in yourself, it's important to take that out into the world. You have got to care for the people around you. You've got to care for the larger world. We have been called to do that. We must do that. That's what changes things. And together we can make a big difference. For example, another one of the steps we talked about was how little we know. You don't have to spend your whole day thinking you know better than everybody else. But if you can have the compassion to understand, you may not know it all, and they may not either, but together you're going to figure out what's the best way to make the world a better place. Lives change. And so I think going through those different steps for us was a great way of helping us align what's talk to what can be actual action in our lives.
Now, I know that you guys had spent some time doing some reflection questions and some journaling. So for the sake of the folks that are listening, I'm just going to offer up a couple questions for reflection so that they can, even though they weren't with you guys at the Incarnation Center, maybe they'll join you next year for the women's retreat. But I know some of the things you thought about was, when have you experienced compassion in your life? Who are the people that have shown you compassion? Because that will help us understand what it looks like and what it feels like. What are the things that you feel most compassionate about? And what are the things you feel the least compassionate about? Those will give you your growing edges. What are the things that you can do in a practical way that will go forward with building a life of compassion? Well, Carolyn, let me do this. Let me thank you for joining us on our very first podcast. Depending on where you find this podcast, you may find a link to Karen Armstrong's book in the comments below. If it's on YouTube or Facebook, We want to thank Claire England for working the board for us this afternoon. And we hope you join us again on our next episode. But till then, have a great day and farewell from Greens Farms Church.